The new regime in Canada wasted no time signaling to its neighbor to the south that there would be no more business as usual.
It's time for a change in this country, my friends. A real change.
The victory by Liberal leader Justin Trudeau over Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper, who has governed Canada for 9 years, was a political shocker. But the realities are sinking in, and one of the promises of Trudeau's campaign was a pledge to pull Canada out of the U.S.-led bombing campaign against ISIS in Syria and Iraq.
We will be moving forward with our campaign commitments in a responsible fashion. We want to ensure that the transition is done in an orderly fashion.
And that would include pulling Canada out of the U.S.-led bombing campaign. Joining me now is Colonel George Petrolikas, fellow with the Canadian Global Affairs Institute. He served as personal representative and then as strategic advisor to the Chief of Defense Staff. Colonel, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good day, John.
Colonel, are Canadians counting on this promise being delivered on?
Well, the promise was made over the course of several debates. There were five during the electoral campaign, and it was certainly a theme with Justin Trudeau during the campaign. So it would be rather difficult for him to back away from that promise. And certainly most Canadians were aware of his position when they voted for him.
Would you say that Canada believes that the ISIS threat is less significant than the U.S. believes?
No, I think we, none of us in the West at least, underestimate the threat of ISIS. I think his position to a degree reflects the same discourse that you've had in the United States as to the effectiveness of the air campaign. And it's rather difficult to support a campaign that doesn't have winning as part of its vernacular. And what was promised initially by President Obama of a year to a two-year-long campaign has now metastasized to a campaign that's, you know, General Dempsey was saying might last anywhere up to, you know, 8 to 15 years. And I think it's rather difficult for people to sign on to a commitment of that duration.
How does that square with the attacks that have taken place in Canada that have Islamist sources and the reports that there are Canadians who are fighting in ISIS right now?
Well, you know, just like the United States, there's two parts to that. First is the security back home and additional powers that we've given to domestic security agencies to be able to track down chatter and radicalization. And at the same time, keeping an eye on people that are traveling to the region and trying to curtail that that travel. With respect to taking on ISIS, you know, my personal opinion is that I think it has to be taken on. So I think to a degree it's the wrong decision by Mr. Trudeau, but it's an understandable decision.
But that still, how would you address the radicalization problem in Canada if there are individuals who are going to join ISIS and who could conceivably, with their Canadian passports, end up back in Ottawa and Montreal on what mission we can only imagine?
Right. It's the same issue that both of our countries face. We've certainly expanded domestic policing powers and intelligence collection powers for agencies back home, as well as anti-radicalization efforts. So the focus has been on keeping people from actually going there. With respect to those that are already there, we have been revocating citizenship so far of people that are away. And we've certainly had some success in stopping them. But again, I understand, just like your own citizens do, the quandary that we're both in terms of stopping radicalization, stopping the flow of foreign fighters, and also extinguishing the flame that attracts them.
Is there some concern? I mean, it was a real political shocker that Justin Trudeau won, right? I mean, no one was predicting that earlier this week.
Yeah, there was certainly a prediction towards a minority government of some sort. No one predicted the wave of support that he managed to gather in the last 48 hours. The jury's a little out right now, whether it's directly support for him in change or to a degree, a fatigue with the previous government. So we'll see where it goes.
Well, that motivates my last question, which would be if it is just fatigue with Stephen Harper and the 9 years that have just passed, are Canadians scratching their heads and going, is Justin Trudeau ready for this new responsibility here, including the kinds of things we've just been talking about?
Well, I think they're ready to give him the benefit of the doubt. And certainly in certain international issues, for example, like climate change, they seem to be supportive of the positions that he's going to take at the upcoming COP21 conference in Paris. But we'll certainly get a feel for where he stands on a number of issues. As you know, there are four major international conferences coming up in the next 6 weeks. So we'll probably all get a much better measure of what his foreign policy initiatives look like.
Colonel George Patrilikas is a fellow with the Canadian Global Affairs Institute. He served as personal representative and then as strategic advisor to the Chief of Defense Staff. Colonel, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.